It's a little different.
This is a KXSF debut here in studio when it comes Fog Swamp from their new record, Dropped Days.
Disappear like smoke ring trail parades. Hidden in his vestibules, the question never fades. Where is the lock? Where is the key? Where is the moment you come back to me? When is the time? When it will be? When is the forged just like a blade. And while he wanders aimlessly, the question never fades. Where is the lock? Where is the key? Where is the moment you come back to me? When is the time? When it will be? When is the moment you come back?
When It Comes. That's a new one from the new record, Fog Swamp, Drop Days. Alex, that sounds great.
Thank you.
Yeah, how did that song come about?
Started out just as a simple little ditty and kept building up and added some pedal steel from Dave Easley in New Orleans. He did like three different parts there, and we just kind of created a little audio canvas to work on and built it up, and then added Scott Foster on guitar there as well. He's a terrific jazz player who plays a lot at Bird and Beckett, and he runs the jazz program for the Urban School. He's an important resource for the jazz community here in San Francisco, so a shout out to Scott. And Julian Lopez on keys there. We just really kind of, I think that everybody contributed, but I think having when I think about building up that song in the studio asynchronously, getting the keys and the guitar parts and the pedal steel were integral, more so than usual when you're building a song out, it's from the inside out, which is the bass and the drums, and of course you lay that down first and you fill everything else in, but we have such a steady drummer in Shad. You set it and forget it with him on a lot of these things. He's very solid. So,
well, clearly you're working with really great musicians, and the synergy, comes across. It's a great group experience. It's not Alex Wise and Fog Swamp. It's Fog Swamp.
Absolutely.
It's like all of you guys giving for the greater whole, and. Yeah, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Open Mind Music Experience, traversing the sonic soundscape from ABBA to Zappa. Encouraging you to donate during our drive to survive, go to our website, kxsf.fm. Give what you can. We appreciate it. And we are so grateful to have Alex Wise of Fog Swamp here in studio. And you're going to play another acoustic song for us, right?
Yeah, this is called Mudlin. It's a tune I first had as like kind of a funk tune with this band. I had the shreep, had horns and stuff, and then I pivoted a couple years later and did an acoustic album, and I included this song on there with a totally rethought out arrangement. So this and that's kind of stuck. So this is called Mudlin, and it goes something like this. Thank you. piece of rust with ankle breeze, not enough to make you cool. Only dredge beneath Poseidon's lip, but you muddle through alone. Standing in a doorway, head on fire. Standing in a doorway with your head on fire. Standing in a doorway, head on fire. Standing in a doorway with your head.
Wise, Fog Swamp, sounding great.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, that's a good one. You've been playing a long time. When did you pick up a guitar? Were you just a kid?
I started playing in high school, junior year. I didn't start until junior year, which seemed kind of late, but I was in a boarding school, and a lot of people in these dorm situations where you got different levels of competency and everybody just exchanging different riffs and what they were learning from their teachers. We had really good music instruction at this school, and we were all really into music at the time. So, and it's just been a slow climb of competency for the last 30 something years since then.
Yeah, as John Hyde would say, slow turning. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's you're completely on point and competent, obviously. To anyone with ears. And, so much respect, man. That sounds great. Will you honor us with another track?
Sure.
You feel like playing some more?
Sure, I'll play another one.
Cool.
Let's see if this is in tune. It'll work. This is this is a tune off of that solo album I was talking about with Ted on mandolin. This is called Secrets. Come back, oh, won't it, won't it? today. Sworn upon the altar to look past yesterday. Secrets isolate.
Secrets here live on KXSF. So that's one you did with Ted Silverman, our good friend.
Actually, he was not. He was part of that session for the album Blurred, but
not on that track.
Not on that track. That's a track that we had recorded back in like 2003 with Jeff Ballard from Fog Swamp, Jonathan Herrera on bass, and Emery Dora on piano, and Tony Dunn on drums, and then. So it was like I had around 7 or 8 years of getting married, having a kid, and not recording. And so that was an older recording that we added to that solo album.
Yeah, sounds great. Once again, what's a good way for people to track you and support you? And obviously through the streaming means they can hear you, and they can go to Fog Swamp. Right.
Fog Swamp are my last three albums, so people can go to fogswamp.com, or they can put that into Spotify or whatever. They can also go to alexwise.com, that's WISE, and my whole discography is there. We got six albums. You can go to Bandcamp and buy the physical product if they want, and would love that support.
You ever
want
to do a vinyl release?
I would, but to be honest, I'm not a... Even though I'm old enough to have grown up in the vinyl era, when you're recording in digital and then the idea of flipping that into an analog format when it's been recorded directly into digital seems a little gimmicky. Like if we had recorded like on a quarter-inch tape and then wanted to keep that pristine analog sound on vinyl, that would make more sense. But at this point, it's more of a... It's a gimmick.
I get it.
So, and it's expensive for the amount of product we move, which is minimal without big label backing.
You're pragmatic. You know, there's no point doing a vanity release if it's starts in the digital anyway.
I mean, I would love to have a big old vinyl artwork of my brother Seth. Did a really cool. You see the cover there of the latest album, Drop Dead.
It's really nice.
And I would love to have a nice album vinyl size thing of it, but I think we'll go for t-shirts instead.
Alex, you and Fog Swamp really get to the heart of the matter, and it sounds great, you know, both the tracks we've heard from Drop Days, but it's such a joy to hear you live in the studio. You're obviously a great player, and you pour your energy into your music, your heart and mind, and that comes across. I expect it comes across the radio waves and that people are digging. And if you feel inclined, you want to send a tip to Alex, then head through the portals that we mentioned, the website and stuff. You can find a virtual tip jar probably somewhere to procure your own copy of Drop Days, or shoot him a note or what have you, because we are really grateful and you took time out of your day to come here and play music for us.
Oh no, it was real joy. Thank you. Such a treat, Henry. Thank you so much.
I really appreciate it. I've had Ted in before and he was, talking you up, and this is it's kind of selfish for me to say like, come play a private show for me here, but thankfully through the miracle of radio, we can share that for many more listeners, and that's a cool thing. And during this, we're all pivoting during this weird COVID time to try to have live music and have that great experience, because that connection between performer and audience is a super important reason why music empowers us all.
Well, I live right down the street, so anytime you want to hear a private concert, you just give me a call.
All right. Well, one of these days, you know, when a barn dance makes sense, we'd love to have you in. Maybe you can do one of our Sunday sessions with a larger group. We're doing that every Sunday at 2 these days. And October 25th, we're going to have Down Dirty Shake, and they're a San Francisco neo-psych rock band. So, again, many thanks, Alex. It's really been a joy to have you here in the studio. I'm going to transition and play Backfield in Motion from Drop Days. And any parting words for our audience?
Yeah, listen to the horn section on this, because it's all just Paul Lyons on trombone. We've kind of created a multi-track, multi-headed beast there with using the technology that we had. But Paul did a terrific job figuring out all these different harmony parts with just one instrument. And I think it sounds like Bonorama or one of these more New Orleans horn bands. So that was the idea. And Chris Rossback is all over this track. He kicked it.
So major props to Paul and Chris. And your band is full of great musicians. So definitely we'll keep an eye on Fog Swamp. And again, many thanks. And support your local musicians, folks. That's what it's all about. Support your local radio station. Go to KXSF.FM if you like what we do. There's a donate button there. We're in our drive to survive, and we really appreciate all of our underwriters and all of our listeners who give of their time to help us survive. And more importantly, equally importantly, for all of our listeners who decide, hey, let's put something in the kitty as we pass that virtual hat around. So let's get into Drop Days. As mentioned, this is Backfield in Motion. You're tuned to 102.5 KXSF LP San Francisco. 8 minutes from noon, at which point I will cede the microphone to DJ Hankadelic, and he'll go deep with Toast and Jam.